Monday, January 5th, 2026, Board of Equalization reorg meeting at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners reorg meeting at 3 p.m.
We'll call the order of the Board of Equalization January 5th, 2026. Everyone stand for Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Here.
Current copy of the Open Meetings Act posted on the west wall near the entrance to the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens and tenants. The Dakota County Board of Equalization reserves the right to adjust the order of items on the agenda if necessary. Number one, reorganization.
Nominate Brian Van Berkum to be chairman.
Second.
2026.
Jeff and Rick, is that okay?
Yep.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yeah. Yes. All right. Nomination for vice chairperson. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd make nomination for Rogelio vice chair.
Second.
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
You can vote for yourself.
Oh. I should have known. I should have voted for myself. One hand.
Dummy. All right, number two, consent agenda items. Approval of the previous meeting, December 8, 2025, and approval of time. Approval of the time of regular Board of Equalization meetings for 2:45 p.m. So we'll do A first. I don't. Anyone make a motion for approval of minutes?
I'd make that.
I'll second.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
B, approval of time of regular Board of Equalization meeting at 2:45 p.m. I don't see any reason to change it.
I'll make a motion to stay with that.
I'll second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
All right, 3A, new hearing of Heartland Counseling Service application for exemption of motor vehicle. Same as this?
Same as always.
Dodge Caravan, last VIN is 190646.
So move to approve.
Yep.
Thank you, that was easy.
Second.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
C. Christy?
Yep.
Nothing. Miller Emergency Business?
I know of.
Public comment? Well, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All right. 11 minutes, we'll start our regular meeting.
Yes, no, maybe so.
I grew up on the ocean, everything has been
changed. All right, now we can start.
All right, Mike's here, so I guess we can start.
Yep.
All right, 3 o'clock, we'll go ahead and start our commissioner meeting. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. So if there's anybody who would like to speak on anything that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to come forward. Not seeing anybody, we'll go ahead and take attendance.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Present.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Present.
Jeff?
Here.
All right, this is our reorganizational meeting. So at this time, we take nominations for chairperson.
Say, Marty, if everyone was happy with their position they had last year, I would say let's cast an unanimous ballot for all the positions. Is that something we can do?
Well, I would. What's that?
Or do we need to vote on each and every one of them?
For the first two? I'd say do the first two.
We'll go ahead and do the first two. And then when we get down to the consent agenda item, then because everybody, I think, is probably happy with their current assignments on there.
Yeah. I am, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, then I'll nominate Marty for chairman.
Second.
Okay, Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. And then I nominate Rick for vice chair.
I'll second.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
All right. Then we'll go to consent agenda items. We'll go ahead and start, and when we get down to the part about our different board assignments, we'll make note of that. Consent agenda items, approval of the previous minutes, board to approve the payroll claims from December 21st through January 3rd. I will say that I came in earlier. I was able to go through everything except the jail. Some of that paperwork got in a little late again, so I've gone through that, and there were nothing to out of the ordinary with everything regard except the jail, and I told Robin that I would go through that after the meeting. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of accounts payable claims. Approval to designate the following banks as depositories for Dakota County, with a maximum deposit being governed by the security pledge for each institution. Bank First Bank, South Sioux City. First Community Bank, Homer, Nebraska. First Nebraska Bank, Valley. F&M Bank, South Sioux City, Nebraska. Siouxland Bank, South Sioux City, Nebraska. Nebraska Public Agency Investment Trust, NPATE, which is one that we've used previously. Union Bank and Trust of Lincoln, Nebraska. H, approval of the date and time of a regular commission meeting is biweekly. Start time 3 p.m. with meetings being held on Monday or Tuesday if Monday is a holiday. Chair also reserves the right to make exceptions for unforeseen circumstances, which we'll have again on November 23rd and December 21st of 26, moving them to 9 in the morning so there's time to meet payroll on those short weeks. Approval and establishment of the following holidays for county holidays in 2026 calendar. January 1, New Year's Day. January 19, Martin Luther King Day. February 16th, President's Day. May 25th, Memorial Day. July 3rd, Independence Day. September 7th, Labor Day. November 11th, Veterans Day. November 26th, Thanksgiving Day. November 27th, day after Thanksgiving. December 24th, half day Christmas Eve, and December 25th, Christmas Day. J, approval of posting the board agenda on the county website. K, approval and designation of county government day, Wednesday, October 7th, 2026. Keep that on your calendar, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Annual approval of Dakota County burial policy, last revised January 30th of 2017. Annual renewal of pop machine agreement between Dakota County Employee Association and the County Board of Commissioners. Approval of the following appointments. Nick Neiman as our Veteran Service Officer, Jolene Goebbels as our Highway Superintendent, Deanna Haberg as our Emergency Management Director, Teresa Grove, our Health Department Director, Joe O'Neill, Planning and Zoning Director, and Dr. Winnie as our Health Board Advisor.
I'd like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through K.
Second.
Jolene, 2026.
Your
Jolene's
calendar, yeah.
On the calendar. Approval appointments. Jolene, 2026.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
New business. Board to acknowledge and accept Sheriff Kleinberg's letter advising the board of his retirement as of December 30th, 2025, and to decide on interview committee and approving advertising. So Sheriff Kleinberg was here at our last meeting. He has retired as of the 30th of last year. So our last few openings, we have advertised and had an interview committee. So I would make a recommendation that we have two of our commissioners set on an interview committee. I know Brian has expressed interest on sitting on that committee. And anybody else have interest in sitting on that committee?
Rick? I do.
Okay.
Right. That works for
mm-hmm.
Brian.
That's fine.
Okay. So we'll have to decide how long we want to advertise it for and where we want to advertise it. We've advertised it on the NACO website before. We've advertised on Indeed before. Where else have we advertised?
The Star.
The Star. Yep. So we have a fairly short window of 45 days to get our new sheriff appointed. So I would say that we should, you know, maybe make a 10-day window, 2-week maximum to do that, starting when to when. And when would the next time the Star will be published on what, Mike?
The next edition is published on Thursday. And we'll still take public notice Tuesday okay. noon if I know
okay.
if something's coming. Otherwise, it would be the 15th, and we would just need by...
So
our normal public notice deadline is noon on Monday. So.
And we're hoping to have the interview portion of that done and recommended by...
Are you wanting to appoint like February 17th?
Yeah. Yeah, February 17th would be the day.
When would we do the interviews then?
When is the 45
day? What do you want
to? Well, it'd be 47.
I'm
going to
be gone from
the
16th to the 23rd.
Today. Okay,
it
starts today.
So I don't want to get...
16th to the
23rd
of...
January.
Yeah.
I got a vacation. Yeah. And if that's going to create a problem, then maybe Riley okay. or Jeff ought to be on the interview committee.
Because if we go... we'd probably have... Nah, it shouldn't be an issue because if we...
Right, if we advertise.
Do it on the 8th and do it for 2 weeks to the 22nd.
Right. No, that'll follow.
The last week in January would be an obvious time to do that.
Two interviews last week in January.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right, so let's plan on doing it 2 weeks from starting on the 8th. Have it open for 2 weeks.
8th.
So you're going to advertise the 8th, 15th, and 22nd, or just the...
No, the 8th and the 15th, closing on the 22nd.
Okay.
And then the two people that interview will come back and report to the full board, and then the full board will make the decision from there.
So I think we need to make a motion to officially accept... Sheriff's retirement.
I make a motion to accept Sheriff Kleinberg's retirement letter.
Second.
I'd second that.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Also, I had received an email that with Chief Decker's certification in good standing, he will, you know, act as sheriff until this process is completed.
Is it 10?
Yes.
Now, will he take the pay for doing that, get the sheriff's wages while he's doing that, or how's that work?
I think he had just gotten a raise at the end of last year, and I think that was kind of maybe
not
the plan.
As acting, but once he's appointed, right. he'll assume the correct. Sheriff's wages, right?
Yeah, whoever's appointed.
Whoever's
yeah.
appointed.
Yeah. Well, but yeah. Any other questions with regard to that? B. Andy Forney, D.A. Davidson Company, provided information is requesting board approval of Resolution 26C-001, approving, adopting, ratifying, and affirming the execution of a lease purchase agreement with NACO Leasing Corporation for the acquisition of property, road department. The lease purchase agreement for a 772 GP motor grader approved at the November 24th, 2025 meeting, award going to Murphy Tractor for $373,142.85 at an interest rate of 3.9%. I talked to Andrew the other day. He had hoped to be here, but he had a pressing situation come up in Western Nebraska. He did forward all the documents. Same thing we've been through a number of times with D.A. Davidson. So I guess we would have to decide if that's the road that we'd like to take.
I make a motion to approve Resolution 26C-002.
Second.
All right. Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yeah.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
One.
I meant one. Yeah.
One.
Yep. Yep. 26C-001.
Yes.
C, approval of Resolution 26C-002 to make the appointment of a county representative to the governing board of the Dakota County Public Safety Services Agency. That's something that I served in the past, and I would agree to do again.
Well, no, because he had conflict because I was already on that board.
He was already on the department at the beginning of the year. He was
changed it to.
And then I stepped in for that.
Yeah.
So I'd make motion to approve 26C-002 to approve Marty to be serve on that board.
Second.
Rogelio.
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah. D is the board chair to make appointments for membership, employee, public services on the following boards and working committees. There are numerous various working committees and have talked to a few of you before, and Rick had made the motion that, or thought we could make a motion to where if everybody was happy with the working committees they were on to continue those. I have no problem with that at all. If anybody else does, we can go through them individually. Otherwise, we can keep it as is. I guess there is one change. Jeff was going to help with finance this year, and I talked to Rogelio about that, and he was fine with that. So it would be the same, less.
Perfect.
The one, rather than go through all individuals.
Make a motion to keep all the working committees the same with the exception of the finance and budget.
Where
I take Rogelio's place.
Second.
All right, Brian?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
I mean, sorry, Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I get a list of those names?
You bet.
I'll email it when I get it up.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Anything for you?
Old business and miscellaneous. Jolene with Highway Superintendent.
Wait. Kristen.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Kristen.
We would never forget about you, Kristen.
Tried to slide over you, didn't
Juvenile Diversion Coordinator requesting approval of FY 2027 Juvenile Diversion Grant for the period of 7/1/2026 to 6/30/2027. Application deadline is January 7th, 5 p.m.
I'm requesting 3% more than what I requested last year because I have a feeling that we're not spending it because of when I asked for last year's amount, I was taking county insurance that I've never taken before. But so there's been 6 months in that budget year that I haven't spent that money. So I'm gonna lose it on this grant.
Okay.
So last year I asked for $83,185 and got it. This year I'm requesting $87,378.34. You guys want a breakdown of what it is? It's my salary. It's the contracts for community monitoring, electronic monitoring, and community youth coaching, which I don't usually use that. I just budget it because if it's requested, I have to do that one. Includes a small travel expense for me for training and just other expenses that could come up.
What's the turnaround time? How long until you'll find out if you get the grant or not?
It's usually about 3 months before they tell me, but
okay.
I mean, I don't know. Last year I actually got more than what I got the year before. This year I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't think we're going to come up short anyway. We should be fine.
Okay. Make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
All right, Jolene.
Good afternoon.
Pretty quiet the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The weather's been good. We have 58 hours of maintaining, 116 hours tree removal. Been working pretty hard on that. 8 hours widening a minimum maintenance road, getting there, shaping it up, and knocking the high banks down. 21 hours of snow removal, 4 hours garbage pickup, 21 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 140 ton of 1 inch into the yard, 24 hours on signs, and Brandon spent 10 hours on his weed paperwork, and we had a request for gravel on P Avenue. Any questions?
Nope.
All right. Thank you.
Commissioner committee reports.
I have nothing at this time.
I have nothing over the new year either.
We had a safety committee meeting this afternoon before the Board of Equalization. Nothing real big out of there. A couple of claims.
Okay. Mail and or emergency business.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
Oh. Yeah.